Church, how are you? I think we can't be here to shake our hands or to hug, but we can do virtual handshakes and virtual hugs. We can do virtual handshakes, all of you in your living room, all of you in your kitchen, we can do virtual handshakes and we can do hugs. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for this time that we can come into your presence, Lord, to praise you and to exalt you and to know that, Lord, today you are here, here to shake our hands, here to hug us, here to sing over us. So today, Lord, even as we are together in your presence, may your word, O Lord, like the five fish and the five loaves and the two fishes in your hands, as we give thanks, begin, O Lord, to feed our soul. Begin to feed our inner being. So that, Lord, the miracle of provision, the miracle of strength will happen today. So, Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If there is a time we need faith, it is really now. Because we are living in lean times. And Joseph in the Bible, in the Old Testament, has much to say to us during these lean times. Because he himself has lived through lean times from childhood to old age. When he was very young, he was thrown into a hole by his brothers, a world of darkness. I think at this moment, right now, the world is groping in the dark. With this COVID-19 pandemic, not knowing when this darkness will end. And then you remember Joseph was also sacked and dismissed by his employer because he was accused of seducing his wife. He lost his employment and his source of income, his source of stability. I think many people in this pandemic have been stood down from their jobs, or they have not been able to draw their usual income, and businesses have shut their doors. We need faith in this lean time. And then if you remember, Joseph was thrust into the prison without knowing when he would be released. And now with our lockdown, we have been shut in our own houses, with very, very limited movement outside of our houses. Some people might even call their homes a prison right now. And I pray that it will not be for you. Your home will be like a haven. Your home is the place where there is much joy and much peace. But you know, we don't know exactly when this lockdown will end. And it's like we are living in lean times. What is God saying to us through Joseph in the Old Testament? And what is God saying to us as a church in this pandemic? That we need to go through this time by faith. By faith. The faith that does not come from ourselves. The faith that does not come looking at the world around us. But the faith, as 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 says, that rests on God's power. This power is already achieved and accomplished by the Lord Jesus on the cross. In fact, today is Palm Sunday. A week before the death of the Lord Jesus, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And through the work of the Lord Jesus on the cross, we have already been delivered from eternal death, and we will be delivered from the terror of this time in history. Our faith rests on God's power that is already been achieved and accomplished by the Lord Jesus. Joseph was noted for his faith in the New Testament. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 22, it recorded Joseph's finest moment, because his finest moment was about his most brilliant faith. I pray today, church, wherever you are, in your living room, in your kitchen, I pray that you will be renowned, known to be a people of the most brilliant faith. It says in Hebrews 11:22, it says, by faith, Joseph, when he was about to die, remembered the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. I wasn't just happy with the two lines because it's so good to find somebody of faith. And so I went back, cross-referenced to Genesis chapter 50, verses 24 to 25, and Exodus chapter 13 and 19. And there it gives us a bit more meat to what Joseph was saying. Joseph, it was recorded there in the two verses, when he remembered the exodus of the sons of Israel, he says important things. He says, God will surely come to your aid. I checked some versions of the Bible. Some versions say, God will surely visit you. God will surely come to help you. And God will surely take care of you. Church, in this lean time of our life and of the world, by faith, we need to know that God will surely come to your aid, that He will surely visit you, that He will surely come to help you, and He will surely take care of you. With this knowledge that God is our rescuer and He is our deliverer, how do we build our faith at this time? I think the first thing is take time to ponder. Take time to ponder. Joseph pondered on the past, on the exodus of the sons of Israel, and his faith was built up. See, during this time of the unknown, it is good to think of the known. And Joseph remembered the things of the past. He remembered Abraham and the covenant promise of God. And if you remember Abraham, God told Abraham, Abraham, you will be the father of all nations, that your children will be like stars of the sky and sand of the seashore. And then Abraham was given the covenant promise of the promised land. And if you remember Jacob, Jacob is Joseph's father. He would have heard stories. I think at this time, it is good to tell your kids stories in your home, in the comfort of your nice house. You need to tell more stories from the Bible, stories of your testimonies of your past to your children. Joseph would have heard much of the stories about the promised land from his father Jacob, and that revived the thoughts of the past and fanned his faith. You need to hear to increase your faith. Joseph pondered on the past, on all his father and grandfather, those stories that they have told him. And the faith of Joseph was aroused. And now, as he was writing this, it says Joseph was already old. And he saw the fulfillment of the exodus of the Israelites into Egypt. He began to see in his mind's eye the numerous people that actually went from wherever they are into Egypt, so that the land was filled with the people, like the stars in the sky, like the sand of the seashore. Joseph pondered on that past and how God brought the fulfillment, and Joseph's faith began to rise up. Church, at this time when the present is so bleak, you need to ponder on the past, how God has been a promise keeper to you, how God has kept His promise all the time in the past for you, how He has been the way maker, how He has been the miracle worker, and He is the one who has provided all those provisions in the past, and He will do it now, because God is not a man that He should lie. He will not lie, and He will not change His mind. And if He promises that He will protect your future and give you a good end and a good hope as what we have heard from Jeremiah 29:11, then this is the time that he will remember his promise and he will do it. Joseph got a first-hand experience of God keeping his promise, not just when he was old, when he was young. If you remember, when he was a young man, he had already tasted the goodness of God. He pondered on the time that he was wondrously pulled out of that hole that his brothers threw him into. I can imagine the scenario. The master of the slaves would have said, come out from the hole. And Joseph would have remembered the call, so beautiful a call to come out. His legs were weak because he was not eating very well, having no food. But he would have scrambled so eagerly to the top of that hole and take his first breath of fresh air. I believe he would say it was an impossible situation to be delivered from. What are the chances of a small boy being discovered in a dark, deep hole? God saw the plight of the boy. Joseph saw the deliverance of God, and he was grateful that God was his great deliverer. You see, God is the same today. He was the same yesterday, and he's the same forever. He delivered Joseph then. He will deliver us now, because the Lord is a very present help in trouble. He is present with you in trouble. The Lord has no social distancing rules. He is so near you. He does not keep 2 meters from you. He is so near you. He is a very present help in trouble. And Psalm 46 tells us that the Lord Almighty is with us. And of course, we remember the very words of the Lord Jesus himself. I think we need to cling on to every word Jesus says now. And Jesus says, surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Wow. Joseph pondered on the past. He as a young man. He as the grandson of Jacob. He having heard all the stories of his great-grandfathers, Joseph's faith was increased. And so, when he came to his old age, as he pondered and as his faith increased, Joseph in his old age began to exercise his faith concerning his bones. He didn't know when God was going to deliver them from Egypt, but he knew God will deliver them. Because God promised them the promised land. God promised them Canaan, the land that is flowing with milk and honey. He knew it's going to happen. He don't know when. And so by faith, he exercised his faith to say to the sons of Israel, please remember, when everything is over, let my bones be taken from Egypt to the promised land. And if you read Exodus chapter 13 and 19, your heart will give a real beat, a real palpitation. Because here, after very many years, was Moses carrying the bones of Joseph. Moses carrying the bones of Joseph as they were entering into the promised land. Church, God remembers faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. But God remembers faith, and God will reward faith. Just as he remembered Joseph's faith, and he rewarded Joseph's faith by letting his bones rest in Canaan as he wished. In lean times, there is so much of the unknown. Don't ponder on the unknown. Don't make yourself anxious because of the unknown. Ponder on what is known. What is known are the promises that are fulfilled in the past, the miracles God has done in the past, the intervention of God in history. Ponder on those things. Ponder on those times where God delivered you. Ponder on those times when God delivered somebody or God helped somebody. He is the promise keeper from yesterday, today, and He will do it forever. Ponder on the known. Ponder on the past and begin to draw your faith from those past experience. Then I would say it is time also to prophesy. Don't let your faith just be dormant at this time. This is a time to prophesy. In lean times, we so need the brilliant spark of faith. When he was called from the prison to the luxurious palace of the Pharaoh to interpret the Pharaoh's dreams, Joseph declared by faith that he could share the meaning of the dream only because God is the source of the knowledge. And then he began to share the interpretation of the dream. And then he began to share the strategy he's going to use for the 7 years of plenty. The strategies he's going to use for the 7 years of famine. And then Pharaoh asked him, and this is found in Genesis chapter 41, verse 38. He says, "Can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God?" Pharaoh, a secular emperor, says, "Can we find somebody with the Spirit of God in him?" And then without having to wait for an answer, he pointed to Joseph and he says, "Joseph, you will be the one who is going to be the one leading Egypt. You are going to be the one who's going to take care of the 7 years of plenty, the 7 years of famine, and you're going to be the one who's going to be in charge of the whole palace, and everybody is going to listen to you." Wow, overnight. Joseph was actually in the prison overnight. He became the second in charge. Overnight, this has happened to us. We didn't expect this. We thought this is in a very far away land. This COVID-19 virus is only limited to certain parts of the world. But now we are in the situation where we have been experiencing a change in our lives. Maybe it's time to prophesy. See, we always think prophesying means you have got to have like extreme information about the future, and then by some stroke of God, you can just release something into the future. I want to say this. The Word of God is a book of prophecy. The book of prophecy, because it is a place where God speaks forth. It is a place where God's word is being spoken so that you can build up the church, so that the church can be built up and one another can be built up. So to prophesy is really to speak for God. To prophesy is really to speak forth God's word with the intention of building up the church. At this time, I think, let our lips be filled with encouragement. To give people a fresh heart, to encourage people is to give people a fresh heart. Don't repeat stale news. Don't complain old things. Time to prophesy. Time to speak God's word. Time to speak forth God's word to build up the church. To prophesy is to be prompted by the Spirit of God. Where is the man in whom is the Spirit of God? We are. We are the ones. We qualify because we are the church. And we are the ones who are to be prompted by the Spirit to get a word that is rooted in revelation, and then begin to have the courage to speak out. You speak out what you believe. It can be with a bit of confidence. Sometimes you have a lot of confidence, or sometimes you don't have too much confidence. Whatever it is time for you, when you hear from God, to master your courage to speak out what you believe. Because when you speak out what you believe, the response that is in the other person is the result the Spirit is looking for. Sometimes when the word is being spoken and someone hears it and their faith is being stirred up, that is the work of the Spirit. But if you don't prophesy, if God asks you to say something and you don't say anything, then what's going to happen is that the word just stays with you and never goes out, never speaks forth, and never stir anybody's faith. I remembered some years ago, and you remember Pastor Camille, he came and he spoke to the church, and there was one prophecy, and I remembered the prophecy from 8 years ago, and it says, you are going to have the mandate to pray. And all those years, I have been praying my usual. But this year, I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, what should my goal be this year? What is my commission? What do you want me to do this year so that I can really do it for your glory? And I just remembered the prophecy that was given by Pastor Camille, that I need to make it my mandate to pray, to make it my commission to pray. And how timely this need to pray this year is, especially with the blow up of the COVID-19 pandemic. Somebody needs to hear your encouragement. Somebody needs to hear your prophecy. The church needs to be built up by prophecy. The church needs to be built up by the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the man. You are the woman. There is no one else. God has no other plan. Everybody is at home now. God has no other plan of people going to the streets to preach anymore. Not at this time. Not big stadiums filled with people who can speak the word of God. Not anymore. You are the man or the woman that the Spirit of God wants to dwell in, and you are qualified to prophesy. I just heard the prophecy of our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. It was in a phone conversation and it went to a lot of people. I don't know whether you have received it, but I did receive that speech from our Prime Minister. And one of the things he said, and he prophesied over Australia. He prophesied using the word of God. He prophesied from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11 to 12. He says, you know what? No, he didn't say, you know what? He just said it. He says, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. And for those people who are very afraid of what is the future of Australia, what is the future of the world? How do we rebuild? How do we pay the money? I was one of those people, and Henry got to give me an article to arrest my fears. Like, how am I going to pay the money? So much money. How many $100 billion paid out to do the relief, you know, the stimulus package? What do we do now? Well, if this is what you are fearing, the Prime Minister is prophesying from Isaiah 58. He says, your people, Australia, will rebuild the ancient ruins. Australia, you will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. By faith, we need to know that God is going to satisfy our needs at this time. Make sure you have got enough healthy food, and make sure you also feed the people in your house with healthy food. God will surely satisfy your needs at this time. By faith, you must know that you are not dry and used up. By faith, you need to realize you have got resources like a well-watered garden. By faith, we will rebuild the city of Perth from its foundation. And God will enable us to repair and restore everything physically, economically, spiritually, and psychologically. Church, it's time to prophesy. Maybe it's even time to prophesy to yourself. If you are discouraged, I think it's time to prophesy to yourself. Speak God's word into your inner being. You know, so many times I do that. I prophesy all the time to myself. When I feel really weak and discouraged, I said, Kara, come on, get up. Because the word of the Lord tells you to get up. You need to prophesy to yourself. Because that's the way to build yourself up. And when you sense a word from the Lord, from the Spirit of God, having a word for somebody else, you have the courage to prophesy. Whether you've got a confidence or not, trust God. Trust God. Take the risk. No harm trying. And speak the word so that somebody out there gets the encouragement. And the third thing really is a time to be proactive. A time to be proactive. I was talking with a young person, and the young person texted me afterwards, after our conversation, and really inspired me. And she says this, she says, you know, we can be faithful and proactive with what we have. That when the world is so focused on self-preservation, we can focus on giving and shining God's light and love. What encouraging words. And this is coming from a young person. I'm so encouraged by what I'm hearing, and by a young person that is not in the best circumstance, as in terms of she having to miss her work during this time. And these words are coming out of her to encourage me. This is the time not to excessively self-preserve. It is okay to want to gather a few things in the house and get, make sure that your toilet paper has got enough supply, and your food is okay in your fridge and your kids are well taken care of. It's good to self-preserve. But I think this is a time not to excessively self-preserve. Make sure your toilet paper is not going to last you till 2025. This is a time to listen to God attentively. And when the call is being made, you must stand out from among the crowd. You need to stand out from among the crowd. Joseph stood out from the crowd. And the other great heroes, David and the rest, stood out from the crowd. You need to stand out from the crowd as the one in whom is the Spirit of God. See, Joseph stood out. He stood out in his spiritual gifting of administration, of wisdom, of prophecy, of leadership, of faith. He knew how to keep stock of the grains in the first 7 years when the land was experiencing great plenty. He knows how to save. And then later on, the 7 years of famine, he knows how to use his administration skills to conserve all those grains, and he was able to actually sell the grains to people in Egypt as well as the people in other parts outside of Egypt. In fact, we were told in the Bible that he made money during this time, and he was a great blessing during the lean time. Lean times bring out the leaders. Lean times show up for who you are. And Joseph was being revealed. He was being shown up as the man in whom was the Spirit of God, because he operated in the things of God. At this time, it is good to know what we need to be doing to be proactive. As I say, Joseph didn't keep to himself in prison. He was not in lockdown. He was in lockup. He was in the prison. But in the prison, he communicated with all the prisoners, and he was able to interpret their dreams. How about us in lockdown? We need to ask God for spiritual gifts at this time. Mercy, healing, evangelism, exhortation, a giving, miracles, and begin to operate in them so that we can build up one another, we can build up the people, we can think of creative ways to know how we can encourage one another. Learn how to use a Zoom. If you have not already been tech savvy, this is a time to learn how to use a Zoom, how to use a Google Hangout, how to use the Skype. I know of friends who would send videos of their children to their grandma and grandpa. Do those things. I know of friends who will be chatting on Zoom for hours, just like they were having a meal. In fact, myself, I've got to go through a crash course too to learn Zoom. I'm not so tech savvy. But because now Medicare is opening up telehealth counseling and you need to use Zoom to do that, I begin to take a crash course to know how to do that. Learn new skills. Don't be afraid. Time to be proactive. And keep yourself healthy. Take out all your praise dance videos for those who are familiar with praise dance and begin to dance in your room, dance in your hall, exercise in your hall, exercise in your room. And for those who are in the Prayer Connect, every night at 7 p.m. since the 19th of March, we have been praying. And I tell you what, 91 people of the church are in that Prayer Connect WhatsApp. And we type so fast, we pray in tongues so fast, and we just get all the messages out so fast. And I think we just need to do it. This is a time to be proactive. In fact, it was so electrifying, the zeal to pray. One of the prayer members actually said, why don't we write a letter, a thank you letter to the Prime Minister and to the Premier of WA and thank them for it, especially during this time. And guess what? Pastor Stewart has written that letter and has given to the Prime Minister's office the letter that is signed off by Pastor Stewart, and the letterhead is Grace City Church. Church, this is a time to be proactive. Faith is the antidote of fear. Have more faith and you will fear less. I pray during this time. This is a very dark hour of the world. And we know by faith, don't shrink back. By faith, surely God will come to our aid, just as Joseph in the Old Testament has said to us, have faith during these lean times. Remember, time to ponder about the past and believe God afresh. Time also to begin to have, to be proactive, to ask God to tell us what to do and be proactive. And last of all, time to prophesy. Those words that have been given to you all those years in your Christian faith, in your Christian life, now is the time to release them because there is power in your words. I pray that God will bless you. Let us all pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to people who may not have known Jesus or may not have Jesus in your heart. You know, we certainly face the unknown and the uncertain. But what is known and what is certain is that Jesus died, Jesus rose again, and he ascended to heaven. And he promised salvation to all who believe in him and receive him as Lord and Savior. And if you are listening to this sharing, you have not already believed in Jesus, and this morning you want to receive him in your living room, everywhere you are, just raise your hand to God and pray with me this prayer. Lord Jesus, I want to open my heart to you. This is a time of the unknown. My heart is fearful. But Lord, as I open my heart to you, I know that the Lord Jesus will come in and I'm going to receive faith, a new faith, to know that God, it is all right. By the blood of the Lord Jesus on the cross and by the work of the Lord Jesus on the cross, that I can become a child of God. I pray, dear Lord, that you will accept me as your child. In Jesus' most precious name, amen. And God, I pray for all that are listening in that needs, oh God, that faith to believe you. I pray that God, you begin to remind us of all those things you have done for us. Increase our faith. And Lord, I just pray that you put things in our lips to prophesy so that we get encouraged and others get encouraged too. And I pray that God, you will give us the energy to be proactive. Speak to us so that Lord, we will be able to be a blessing to ourselves and also to someone else. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.